Hello?
Hey Calvin, how you doing?
Good, right.
Hey Calvin. Calvin, when you look at this Bears defense, why do you think they've been so good at forcing turnovers over a long period of time?
Well, they got a couple guys that have been there for a while that can force those turnovers, especially, we've seen Pat, he has a thing down to a science where he punches that thing out all the time, and the other guys are just trying to follow suit.
How much of it is scheme, do you think?
I mean, it's something that's definitely talked about, as well as they do it. That defense has been forcing turnovers for a long time. That's the way they get off the field. So, it's been a part of their DNA for a while.
Hey Calvin, what makes Tillman such a tough matchup for you?
He's a big corner, big strong, physical corner. He's smart, so he's seen a lot of football, so he understands some of the concepts probably that we do on offense. So, we got to those different things at him to get him off balance.
Is there any relationship with him personally? Have you seen him enough times, or is he just another opponent?
We're cool. We're cordial. I can say that. Yeah,
Do you look forward to your meetings against Peanut Tillman?
I mean, like I say, he's another great corner out of one of the top corners in the league. He does what he does well, and he's just been a consistent player for a long time. So being able, and then it being a division game, so it's always big for us, these games.
When Reggie's at full strength, what has his value been to this offense this year?
You think back when we had Jabba that playoff year, that's definitely what Reggie brings to the table as well. That explosiveness that he can score at any time when he gets the ball. So, it makes everybody else be on their P's and Q's, give them their extra blocks, because he can do that.
Kevin, when you look at the Bears defense this season, do you notice any difference now that they have a new coordinator?
They're still doing a lot of the same things. Maybe you might see him the single high a little bit more than usual, and then besides seeing the tall, Urlacher in the middle of the field, it looks kind of not exactly the same, but there's a lot of similarities.
What do you make of their two new linebackers there, DJ Williams and James Anderson?
DJ Williams, seeing him, he was in Denver, wasn't he?
Yep.
All right, and then Anderson, I don't know a lot about him. We're still learning the guys. My focus initially is on the secondary, but eventually, I'll, see more and more film of those guys too.
Kevin, where are you seeing growth in Stafford here this season so far?
Being smart, with the ball. Our turnovers down. We just got to keep on doing that. We don't turn the ball over, and then we don't commit penalties. We're strong out there. We make plays and we get down the field and score touchdowns. But as far as Matt goes, every year he's taking over more and more of the offense, being able to make calls on his own, and that's good because we can, go and not exactly freelance, but we could, call plays to the line of scrimmage.
Was there a change, or have you seen any change in him with in the wake of the contract, or is he the same guy? Is he pressing? Is there any difference in him this year?
No, it's the same dude. You wouldn't even know that he got a new contract. I ain't even thought about that.
Any extra motivation? Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the Bears sort of prevent you from reaching your goal last year? Is there any motivation in that, coming back to facing for the first time?
They didn't prevent me from reaching any goals last year. Didn't have the best games against them last year, so definitely want to come out and have some good performances against them, though, yeah.
Calvin, I know it's the other side of the ball, but are you guys impacted at all by the seemingly constant focus and constant conversation around Ndamukong Suh?
No, we're not. We don't get caught up in all that. That's all in the media, So whatever that happens there, we're a tight-knit group, and, when we come to work, all that stuff, all the noise, it doesn't make it through the doors, So I don't even know what all is going on with Suh, but, we're all good here.
What kind of weapon has Bell been for you guys?
Man, Bell, he's good, man. He has a knack for breaking tackles. He has a knack for he can get out and open and make plays at the receiving position for the quarterback. He can block. He's had a long road in getting to the starting position and being able to play consistently, coming from a bunch of different teams. So he's hung in there. He's been consistent for us, and he's making plays, most importantly.
When he and Reggie are on the field at the same time, what does that do for you guys?
Come again?
When he and Reggie are on the field at the same time, how much better are you guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're a ton better. Even just one of them's on the field, you know, we got the threat of running the ball. We got guys to catch the ball out of the backfield, you know, and then we're on the field at the same time. It's just like having two more receivers out there. So it's a dual threat.
You had a chance the last day or two to talk to Nate?
No, I haven't talked to Nate yet. You know, I reached out to him. Nate, you know, I think he's going under the knife today, and I'm sure everybody will hear from him later. You know, a couple guys, I might go visit him today at the hospital. So, guys, we'll hear from him by tomorrow.
With him down, what's the challenge for Broyles of sort of stepping up but also easing back in after missing so much time?
I don't think it's so much of a challenge. You know, Broyles is very excited. He's been excited to get back out on the field. You know, he's been moving around since camp, and, you know, to get some action yesterday, I mean, on Sunday, it was big for him. So he's just chomping at the bit to get out there and make some plays, you know, and play some Nate.
What does he give you, Broyles?
He's a consistently good slot player, runs good routes out of the slot. You know, we've seen that since he was in college, and, you know, even with the knee injuries, you know, he's still able to get in and out of those routes with explosiveness. So look forward to seeing him in the slot being able to make some plays.
Kelvin, what's your history with press coverage? Do you invite it? Are you better against it? Does it make any? Does it impact your performance at all?
I've seen press coverage my whole career.
And would you rather face it or not?
Well, I don't have a choice, really. So I'm gonna you might as well face it up. I mean, that's what this game is now. Press. You know, you're going to see press. They can't just let you run off the line. So, you know, you got to expect it. You got to be ready for it. You know, we've been ready for it.
Have the Bears used that when they had Lovie Smith or in the past? Do they use it a lot more or any more or any less than anybody else?
They use it pretty regularly. You know, I've been facing something the last couple of years, so he's usually within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. So I'm used to it.
Kelvin, have you seen or noticed any changes or adjustments in Coach Schwartz and the way he's run the team this offseason and early so far this season?
Nah, he's been on us. He's been tough on us, you know, and it's only right. You know, he's got a lot to us. I mean, we got high expectations for this team, you know, so he's doing what he has to do to get it out of us.
But does he seem any less demonstrative, emotional himself, or is he pretty much the same guy?
No, he's the same guy.
You ever tried to catch a pizza sliding off the front seat?
No comment, man. Come on.
Anything else, guys? Thanks, Calvin.
Thanks, Calvin.